Well,
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We're excited because God is reigning. Amen. We're excited because he is truly blessing and saving. We are excited because we are a part of the kingdom of God. I tell you, God has been moving mightily through our man of God by way of preaching and teaching the word of God. Souls are being set free. Souls are being saved. Souls are being delivered. If you ever need a breakthrough, if you ever need a salvation, if you ever need a prayer, if you ever need healing, if you ever need a miracle, need I say more? If you ever need a word from the Lord, I suggest that you try your best. I mean, do your endeavor to get where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is ministering the word of God. Wherever he is preaching and teaching the word of God, I want you to know that the power of the Holy Spirit is on display and in operation, and you need to get there. Well said, this brings me to my point today. We are going to be in a powerful, powerful Bible study on tonight. Those of you that are in the Fort Lauderdale area, we are inviting you to come. Maybe you might be in Miami. We're still inviting you to come. Palm Beach, Dade County, we're inviting you to come. All across, I'm talking about Palm Beach, Dade County, I'm talking Broward County. If you are in the surrounding areas, you need to get to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, tonight at 8 p.m. The man of God will be teaching the word of God. We are in our Christ Walk Bible study. The man of God has been doing this now for some weeks. And I'm telling you that our attitude towards people, towards situation, towards our family, towards life general has been developed. And when I say developed, it has been developed for the better. We have been studying the Beatitudes. We have been studying about giving. We have been studying about giving sacrifices, making pledges, giving our offering, tithes and everything. We've just been studying the word of God, and it has brought such a awesome feeling and confidence in us. It has given us the confidence that we need, glory be to God, to follow whatever God says to do. Now, I'm encouraging those of you out there that have been listening to us or following us via Facebook or whatever, wherever, or however, we are encouraging you to please do your endeavor to get to where the man of God is at so that you can see this live in action. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is on display. The man of God will not only teach the word of God, but he wants to pray for you and your household. He wants to pray for you and your spouse, you and your children, you and your parents, you and whomever you connected with in relationship. I'm telling you, the word is doing what it says is going to do. It is performing exactly what it says. If the word says you are healed, it is doing that. I'm telling you right now, all you got to do is get where the man of God, Bishop Hurricane Johnson, is preaching and teaching the word of God. Scheduled service, like I said before, is tonight in our Christ Walk Bible study. And that address is 2400 West Cypress Creek Road. That's the Courtyard Marriott, 2400 West Cypress Creek Road. You got to get there. And then we're going to be in our Sunday morning celebration. I know a lot of you might be tired after you have celebrated the 4th of July, celebrated Independence. You've been celebrating because this is a holiday weekend. But don't you dare miss the move of God this Sunday morning. Same place, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, because the man of God again is going to be preaching. The gifts of the Spirit is going to be in on demonstration. I'm telling you, you got to get there. Now, I just want to leave something to encourage you this special holiday weekend that is coming up. I want to encourage you. I know most of you will be with your family members, and you're going to be picnicking and maybe partying or coming together in your cookouts and, you know, just having a ball. But I'm encouraging you today to don't leave God out of what you're doing. And before I go any further, let me announce that the Changing Your Life Ministries will be on T.Y. Park on Friday, which is tomorrow. Friday, we're going to be there from 9 a.m. until, because we have our church picnic. Amen. We have Changing Your Life Ministries church picnic, and we're going to have so much food and drinks and so much, I'm telling you, fun and fellowship that you are invited to come. But we're going to be right over there at the T.Y. Park. But I want to encourage you to whatever you do on this holiday weekend to put God in it. If you don't put God in it, it's not going to make any sense. Amen. It's not going to make any sense. You must put God in whatever you're doing. You might be going on the beach. Make sure that God is a part of what you're doing. Stay out of trouble. Don't get in arguments with your family members. Don't get in arguments. I mean, stay focused on the main idea. And the main idea is for you to celebrate, glory be to God, this 4th of July, to celebrate your being together as a family, independent, being independent, glory be to God. Celebrate your freedom, glory be to God. I want you to celebrate Jesus, even in the midst of your independence or your 4th of July celebration. Celebrate Jesus. Can't announce this. I can't preach this or say this any louder than I'm doing it right now. Everybody that I'm meeting and they're telling me what they're up to or what they're doing, amen, for the 4th of July, I get one thing to say, and that is put God in it. Amen. Stay out of trouble, stay out of confusion and the arguments that, you know, family usually have, and whatever you do, I'm going to say it again, put God in it. And so I want you to have a blessed and wonderful holiday. But remember, don't stop going to church. If the holiday is your church night, or I know the holiday is actually Saturday, but some people might have church on Friday night and they might say, oh, I'm trying to get ready for the 4th of July. I have to cook. I have to cut up stuff, you know, and I'm getting prepared so I can't go to church tonight, Friday night, because I got Saturday holiday that I'm preparing for. Look. You all had okay? Look. I'm going to say it again. Look. You got to do what Pastor Jay is encouraging you to do. Whatever you do, put God in it. And that's mean he is priority. Kingdom builders, I'm talking to you. Kingdom builders, listen to me. Don't put off nothing when it comes to you going to church or when it comes to you, your prayer life or your walk with God. Don't put off nothing, care what it is. The cooking can wait. Come on, somebody. The preparation for July 4th, that Saturday, can wait. Don't put it off. Do you hear, Pastor Jay? Go to church if this is your church night. If this is your choir rehearsal night, Go to choir rehearsal. If this is your school night for ministerial classes or whatever you're doing, go. Do not put it off. Go. Don't stop what you are doing. Come on, somebody, for God and enhancing the kingdom of God for nothing. We must put first things first and make him priority. Amen? Make him priority. And I'm saying this because I know many of you out there are preparing right now. You're preparing right now. I know you is. You're preparing right now for all week. You've been preparing all week to go, glory be to God, to the picnic. You've been preparing all week for your family gathering. You've been preparing all week. And now it's Thursday, and you're saying, my God, time is running out, and I ain't cut up the greens yet. I ain't get the chicken yet. But listen to me very carefully. Don't put off nothing doing for God for this holiday. You must put God first. And when you do that, I'm telling you, the Bible says, according to Matthew, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Seek ye first everything that is pertaining to God. Seek that first, and everything else is going to be added. So you're going to meet your deadline. You're going to get to do your cooking. You're going to have a great time with your family. It ain't going to be no confusion. It ain't going to be no nothing. You know why? You know why? Because you put God first. And when you put God first, that's what happens. Amen? That's what happens. When you put God first, that would happen. I want you to know that there is an awesome anointing that has been put on your leader to bring forth your deliverance. So do not, at no point of time, put off going to church for your holiday or because of your holiday. Amen? So I just thought I would put that in because many of you, again, are getting ready to go, amen, away. Some of you are getting ready to go, ready for your family gathering or whatever you have planned for this holiday. But listen, don't put it off. Still go to your church. Don't put it off. We have Bible study tonight at the Changing Your Life Ministries that we have been announcing. And if you don't have any plans tonight with your church, we invite you to come. Those of you that are part of Changing Your Life Ministries, do not miss Bible study because you're preparing for the July holiday. Come on, somebody. Put first things first. All you have to do is get to your church. All you have to do is make preparation to continue doing the normal things that you usually do on a Friday, and that is coming to church. Amen? And I want you to know that the Spirit of God is going to bless you like never before. You're going to be blessed like never before because you put him first. Now, I hope I encourage you to do that. I don't know if Bishop Johnson is going to call in or not. Continue to bless the Lord and to tell you about what is taking place here at the Changing Your Life Ministries and what is taking place, amen, so that you can be a part of it. We have a lot of things coming up again. We're going to be at the TY Pack, amen, on tomorrow, which is Friday, in our picnic. But I'm telling you right now, we ain't putting off nothing to picnic or to have no fun with nothing. We're not putting church off to do nothing. So I encourage you to go to your church home. If you have church tonight, if you have church Friday night, don't put it off because you're trying to prepare for some holiday. Amen? Get to the house of God. I want to encourage you also, those of you that are in Dade County, Broward County, Palm Beach County, in the surrounding areas, we want you to come and be a part of our special, special Sunday morning service on this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The Courtyard Marriott, 2400 West Cypress Creek Road. Bishop Hurricane Johnson has a word that you must hear. He has a word that you must hear. I know a lot is going on now with a lot of things that will tell you what. The world is going to be the world, and the church need to continue being the church. You need to continue building the kingdom of God. Whatever your position is, continue building the kingdom of God. Your opinion don't matter. What you think don't matter when it comes to the word of God. Everything must be lined up. As a Christian, everything must be lined up with the word of God. So don't try to put your two cents in it. People asking Christians a lot of questions because they want to know where you stand concerning this and concerning that. They want to know what's your opinion on different matters. You tell them whatever the word of God says, that's what you stand on, because your opinion really don't matter, because you are a Christian, you're sold out to God, and it's whatever God says, that's what you're standing on. That's what you're standing on. So anytime somebody asks you, you know, different questions and different views and your opinion on different things, what is going on, and, you know, the different laws that has been passed, you know what I'm talking about, you just stick to the word of God. And wherever the Bible is silent, you be silent. But wherever the Bible is talking, baby, I'm telling you, you better preach. You better preach it, because you got to now go into all the world, into all the world, in your workplace. You got to go in your home. You got to go in your neighborhood. See, we got to, the church need to do what the church need to do, and that is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have been anointed to do. That's what we have been called to do. And so, therefore, I encourage you to continue preaching the word of God. And when you do that, and you sound the alarm, and stick to the word, and you sound the alarm in your home, sound the alarm on your job, sound the alarm in your neighborhood. Glory be to God. When you do that, you will do what you have been called to do. Invite people to come to your church. I don't care what church that you're attending. You invite folks to come. You be, amen, the evangelist. You be the one that will go out and get people to come on over where you at, so that they can experience the power of God like you are experiencing. You didn't get saved just for yourself, baby, but you got saved so that you can go and you can bring others in, amen, into the ark of safety. You can bring others in, glory be to God, and be a come a part of the body of Christ. God has anointed you for that, and you have to understand that he has already anointed you in that area. So I would encourage you to go. Don't let nothing stop you from ministering the word of God. Again, most of you, I see we have a lot of listeners on the line today. We bless God for all of you that are tuned in to Blog Talk. Thank you for calling in. Those of you that are on Facebook, those of you that are on Twitter, or wherever you're listening, any media that you're listening to, internet, we thank God for you. Again, those of you born-again believers, Your job now is to go again and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Take this word, take the word of God, amen, everywhere you go, and don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You preach the word of God, stick to the book. When the Bible is silent, you be silent, but where it's telling it, you tell it, because there is a reward for them that diligently seek him. There is a reward for those of you that will go and spread the word of God. There is a reward for those of you, glory be to God, that will tell dying men, hallelujah, about this great salvation that you have. Hallelujah. There is a reward for you to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't be quiet. But if anybody asks your opinion, just tell them, listen, opinion on this particular subject don't matter. My opinion don't matter. But you know what matters? What God says, it matters. What God says, it matters. And if you are a born-again believer, you stick with the book and you stay in the word of God and you stick with the church. Hallelujah. You stay in church. Glory be to God. And the leadership, spiritual authority. Hallelujah. Don't jump ship. Come on, somebody. Because there's a lot of things that are going on, and people want to know what you think about it. What you think about it. And some of of you might be sharing your opinion, and you might mess up. And because let me tell you what, the world will question you and question you and question you and try to trip you up. But let me tell you what, all you got to do, again, is let them know that it don't matter what I think, but it matters what God says. I want you to be encouraged today. Continue to seek the face of God, and don't allow nothing to stop your flow. Continue to seek the face of God, and don't let nothing stop your flow. God is about to do something awesome in the life of the believers that will stay in the sheepfold. He's about to do something awesome in the life of every believer that will stay focused and stay with him. Amen. Don't be deterred. Don't be cast down, or don't be sidetracked, amen, by the voices, the contrary wind of the enemy, but stay focused in Christ. Listen, this is Pastor Jay. I thank God for you again. Again, do not forget that we are in Bible study tonight at the Change in Your Life Ministries, and that's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Amen. And we're asking those of you in the surrounding area, Fort Lauderdale area, amen, I'm talking from Dade County to Palm Beach County, we're asking you to try your endeavor to come, amen, it's not far, amen, just come on down and let God do what he says he's going to do in your life. How many of you know that prayer changes things? Are we going to be praying tonight? We're going to start our prayer, amen, at 7:30 p.m. before the Bible study starts at 8 p.m., and we're going to continue to pray. The man of God is going to do the Bible study, but he also is going to be laying hands and praying for those of you that will dare to come. I know that there is a lot of things going on right now that you need answers to, and you want God to deliver. You want to hear a word from God. You need a word from God. I'm telling you, if you can just get where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is, I'm certain, I am so sure that you will hear a word from God, amen, a word of direction and instructions for you. So therefore, if you and the surrounding areas, our members, you are expected to be there. The visitors, you are invited to come. If you are in the surrounding areas, we want you to come. Glory be to God. And don't forget again, this Sunday morning at 11 a.m., same place, we're going to be worshiping, amen. Have a great holiday. Again, don't let nothing track you. Don't get involved in no arguments and all of that stuff. Don't let nothing throw you off course. Prepare yourself for church. Amen. Sunday morning. Don't let nothing stop that. Come on, somebody, and just go for it, God, because you are a kingdom builder. You can't let nothing, afford to let nothing sidetrack you. So we encourage you right now to continue doing what you're doing, but put God in it. Whatever you're doing, put God in it. Remember, that's what we open up with. We open up and saying that. Put God in it, whatever you're doing. Well, I want to announce, amen, that we have convention coming up. Matter of fact, the Changing Your Life Ministries, along with Bishop Hurricane Johnson, will be celebrating 21 years. Now, you know, 21 years is a long time. The man of God has been preaching for over, I'm talking about over three decades. He's been preaching for over 30 years. But we are in our 21 years of Changing Life Ministries ministry. Amen. He started with the Monday night special, and the Monday night special turned into Sunday and Thursday nights, revivals, and church, y'all. Amen. He's pastoring a group of people that love God and love the people of God. And that's why we're all over the media. We're all over the media telling people about what we've been experiencing. So if you see any of us anywhere and we're sharing with you, you know, just like what we're sharing and share what we're sharing with others on your page. Amen. Whatever media that you're getting it off, just share it also. We're sharing a lot of preaching and teaching of Bishop Hurricane Johnson, a lot of pictures of what's going on in the ministry. We want you to like it and share it. Amen. So we're celebrating 21 years, and that's a long time. Amen. So therefore, we want to come with high hands, and we need your support. We need your support. Those of you that have been blessed by the ministry of Hurricane Johnson, we are calling on you to come and be a part of this convention. Our convention starts July 12th through the 17th. So that's Monday through Friday, July 12th through the 17th. These services are going to be held right at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. So do not miss it. Do not miss it, because we have some awesome speakers lined up for this particular time. Awesome speakers lined up. So we are going to be in our Praise and Celebration Convention. 21 years we're celebrating, and you have to be a part of it. We also will be celebrating within the convention our First Lady's birthday, First Lady Pastor Jeanette Johnson, and we're going to be celebrating her birthday on the 13th, so we're asking everybody to come and be a part of that. A lot of you know our First Lady and know her testimony and know how the devil tried to take her out, but my God, God has the last say. The woman of God is doing well. The woman of God, amen, is alive and doing well. So we're going to celebrate in our birthday on the 13th of July. We're going to still be having our convention, but within the convention, we're going to celebrate First Lady, Pastor Jeanette Johnson. So come on and be a part of the celebration. And then our next event is going to be our Bishop's birthday. And for that particular birthday, I want to announce openly to everyone that we do have tickets on sale for this particular event. We'll be celebrating our Bishop Hurricane Johnson, his birthday at the Signature Grand in a grand banquet. Yes, we're going to have a grand banquet, amen, celebration for Bishop Hurricane Johnson. The tickets for this event is $100. So we ask everybody to hit us up on Facebook. You can go to Pastor J's page, or you can go to Bishop Johnson's page, and you can inbox us and let us know, and you can let us know that you need to purchase a ticket. It's going to be a grand occasion. We're going to be celebrating the man of God, because the Bible says that we must, you know, we have to honor. We have to give honor where honor is due, and we must honor our leaders for their work's sake. And so we're going to do this on this upcoming August 29th at the Signature Grand. Listen, I try to give you as much announcement as I possibly can. You will be hearing back from us on these different announcements, what's going on with Changing Your Life Ministries. Remember, our regular scheduled services is this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We have the Monday Night Special every Monday at 8 p.m. And then Thursday Bible study. Today is Thursday, y'all. So Thursday Bible study, the Christ Walk Bible study, 8 p.m. And those are our schedule. And we would love for you to choose whatever you would like to do to come and be a part of. Amen. And just come and be a part of it. And those of you that are visitors or are hearing about it, choose whatever, but our members, you are expected to be there. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm going to leave you with these words, like the Bishop, the Prophet, the man of God, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson always say, hope need not die, because help is on the way. See you tomorrow, same time.